I'm embarrassed for them. For them to address a letter to the Ayatollah, who they claim is our mortal enemy. And their basic argument to them is, don't deal with our president, because you can't trust him to follow through on an agreement. It's close to unprecedented.
State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki joins me now from
the
State Department. Hi, Jen. Let's talk about that letter and what these Republican senators did. You've heard what the president said. You were with Secretary Kerry when he lambasted them in his Hill testimony. Mm-hmm. How does that influence what Iran does at the negotiating table starting Sunday?
Well, the negotiations remain between the negotiators. So do we think this is going to have a direct impact on the room? No. But the fact is, as the president said, this is nearly unprecedented. It's bringing into question what has been precedent for hundreds of years, back to when members of Congress were riding horse and buggies to do their jobs. So it really does bring into question whether they want to see a deal, whether they want to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. And that's, of course, what our objective is here.